Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, March 25th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, tech, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know. Today is International Waffle Day, originating from a delightful mix-up in Sweden. It combines the love for waffles, their rich history, and a religious holiday, Our Lady Day, due to the similar sound of both these words in the Swedish language. This day gained popularity worldwide for indulging in waffles in various forms. Introduced to Sweden in the early 1600s, waffles have evolved over centuries. The Belgian waffle, created in 1839, stood out for its thickness and deeper grids, perfect for holding generous amounts of jam and cream. So now you know, and now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Surf conditions will improve but remain bumpy on Monday, with waves decreasing throughout the day. Tuesday brings smaller, cleaner waves, especially in the morning. A new west-northwest swell increases wave sizes midweek, with mixed conditions expected later due to onshore wind and potential weather changes. Monday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking good and clean at 4 to 5 feet until about 10 a.m., then the chop rolls in. Wednesday is looking like the best day this week, so hang in there. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2.5-foot incoming tide, when the west-northwest swell is 5 feet at 10 seconds and the offshore wind is just about 4 mile per hour. The first high tide Monday will be 4.5 feet at 10 a.m. with a 1-foot low tide at 4. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's sunny and 49 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:04 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:43. It looks like we're in for mostly sun today with a high near 61 and variable wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 56. Looking ahead in the weather. Tuesday starts cloudy, then clears to mostly sunny with a high of 62 degrees and wind around 10 mile per hour. The night brings mostly cloudy skies and lows near 52. Wednesday and Thursday will be mostly sunny to partly sunny, maintaining highs around 62 degrees with nighttime lows around 54. Friday sees partly sunny skies with a slight cool down to 60 degrees. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news. In a highly anticipated Sweet 16 matchup, the number 5 San Diego State Aztecs will face off against the number 1 Yukon Huskies this Thursday at TD Garden in Boston. The Huskies, entering as one of the tournament's favorites, have lived up to expectations with strong performances. San Diego State, making their second consecutive Sweet 16 appearance, seeks redemption against UConn, to whom they lost in last year's title game. This game is gonna be a good one. Let's go, San Diego! Now on to sports. Shohei Ohtani, celebrated MLB star, is embroiled in a controversy involving his interpreter, Ippi Misihara, over alleged sports gambling debts and theft. This saga raises critical questions. Were bets placed on baseball potentially jeopardizing Ohtani's career? And why did narratives about the financial transactions change so dramatically in such a short period of time this weekend? The investigation's outcomes hinge on these details, impacting not just Ohtani's future, but also baseball's integrity. MLB's probe into this matter underscores the complexities of sports betting, legal challenges, and where the players fit into this $10 billion industry. Last night in local sports, the Lakers at home beat the Pacers 150-145. And the Clippers at home lost to the 76ers 121-107. Last night in National Hockey, the Ducks at home beat the Lightning 3-2. And tonight, the Lakers are on the road in Milwaukee to take on the Bucks. The Clippers are at home to play the Pacers. The Kings are on the road in Vancouver to stake against the Canucks. And the Ducks are on the road in Seattle to take on the Kraken. In top news, the Powerball and Mega Millions lotteries have hit a combined jackpot of $2 billion, making it one of the largest in history. The Powerball jackpot has soared to $800 million with no winners in 35 consecutive drawings, marking it as the game's sixth largest prize. Similarly, the Mega Millions jackpot has reached $1 billion, the sixth time in less than 6 years. It has topped $1 billion, potentially becoming the fifth largest in its history if won in the next drawing. This surge in lottery jackpots has sparked widespread excitement, prompting people nationwide to purchase tickets. Powerball is available in 45 states, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, with odds of 1 in 300 million. Mega Millions tickets are sold in 45 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands with similar odds. Good luck. In business news, starting in spring 2024, Chick-fil-A will revise its 2014 policy of exclusively using antibiotic-free chicken. The new policy, termed No Antibiotics Important to Human Medicine, permits the use of antibiotics for poultry only if necessary for the animal's health, ensuring these antibiotics are not used in human medicine. This adjustment is made to secure a consistent supply of high-quality chicken while still adhering to safety standards verified by the USDA. This shift aligns with broader industry trends, as noted with Tyson Foods' similar move in 2023, indicating a significant turn in how food quality and supply chain challenges are managed. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $67,000. Ethereum is at $3,500. And Solana is $185. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A severe geomagnetic storm, rated a G4 for its intensity, is currently impacting Earth, raising the possibility of witnessing the northern lights across parts of the United States, including areas as far south as California. This phenomenon is caused by a coronal mass ejection from the sun, which interacts with Earth's magnetic field to create the auroras. The storm is expected to cause disruptions in technology and power grids, but personal electronics like cell phones and GPS devices should remain unaffected. This is the third time a storm of this magnitude has occurred in the current solar cycle since 2019. While the immediate forecast doesn't guarantee the northern lights in California, conditions could change, making it a possibility. This event is part of the peak activity expected in the coming years of the solar cycle, enhancing the chances of more auroral displays. And in entertainment news, Coachella, once the crown jewel of music festivals in the U.S., is facing significant challenges. Ticket sales for the 2024 festival have lagged, and logistical issues have dampened its appeal. The delay in announcing the lineup and the resulting backlash underscore the festival's waning allure. Despite featuring big names and reunion acts, Coachella's magic seems to be fading. The festival struggled to book iconic headliners with reliance on artists without a proven lev draw reflects broader issues in the music industry. With rising costs and more accessible alternatives, Coachella's future is uncertain. While it remains a pivotal experience for many, the festival's difficulties signal a need for reevaluation by its organizers and the music industry at large. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, in honor of the most recent sunstorm, we'll end today's episode with a quote from Elvis. He said, "Truth is like the sun. You can shut it out for a time, but it ain't going away." And that's a wrap for this morning. Remember to stay tuned tomorrow for more news and updates. Have an amazing day, my good friends.
Okay.